coming up on 5 minutes.
These bicycle ambulances have been modified slightly so that they are able to fit both the child and the parent.
Online, on mobile and on a podcast. This is 5 minutes.
Welcome back. Access to healthcare in some remote parts of Africa can be extremely limited, with the nearest health facility located hours away. For mothers of children with severe malaria, this can put their child's life at risk. But now a London-based international organisation is trying to change that. TransAid is using bikes in remote villages to transport patients to hospitals and health facilities. On the line now are Florence Behrman, Head of Fundraising, and Kim van der Weijer, the Access to Health Project Manager. Kim, Florence, thanks for joining me.
Not at all. Thank you for inviting us.
A lot of this work you've been doing has been in Zambia. Tell me about your work there.
So TransAid's actually been working in Zambia for most of the last sort of 8 years. And previous to the last year, it's been focusing on access to healthcare around pregnant women getting to health facilities when they go into labour and when they need access to healthcare most. The project that we've been working on for the last year has been called Mamas Against Malaria, and that's almost been a sort of bolt-on to the original project, using many of the same, working with many of the same communities and many of the people who have been volunteering there, but with a malaria focus. So in Serenje district, which is the area that we've been working in Zambia, has one of the highest malaria rates. And this project tackles malaria, severe malaria, in the under sixes.
And have you been using bikes as a method of transportation in both projects?
So both projects have used bicycle ambulances, but these bicycle ambulances have been modified slightly so that they are able to fit both the child and the parent onto the back of the bicycle on a trailer.
And before you guys came along with this, I guess, novel idea of using bikes as a method of transport, how did the mother and the child get to the health facility?
In some cases, people just wouldn't go at all because they saw it as a threat to their safety or just too difficult. And in other cases, they would walk or they would find some kind of stretcher or perhaps just an ordinary bicycle and travel with the child on the back of that. But that often worsens the case of the child or the pregnant woman. So by the time they reach the health facility, they're in a worse medical situation than they would have been.
And for how long have you been using bikes to transport mothers and children?
It's something that we've been using for about 10 years, and we've done it in a couple of other countries as well. But Zambia is where we've done it the most. And the results have been fantastic, and we can definitely see, you know, that this really works as an intervention.
You mentioned results there. What sort of results have you seen with this project?
So the project has been really successful so far in that it's actually decreased the case fatality rate for severe malaria by about 96%. And this is then comparing the case fatality rate that we saw prior to the intervention and then the case fatality rate that was reflected after the intervention. And just to note on that there were also a lot more severe malaria cases identified during the project than we had identified in the baseline. And we account this to the fact that there was more awareness around severe malaria and the danger signs, as well as better case reporting that was done at both a community and a health facility level.
And this work that you've been doing has been done in the Serenje district of Zambia. Do you think, funding-wise, you'll be able to expand this project into other districts?
So we do have high hopes that this project can be expanded both by local authorities as well as by potentially expanding the project. We are currently working to seek more funding for a second phase of the project, which we should have confirmation on really soon if we did or did not receive this funding. And then, as well, there's been a lot of key learnings from this project that are very relevant for the Ministry of Health and the National Malaria Elimination Center that they can use in their own programs to increase both awareness and the case management around severe malaria.
Florence Behrman and Kim van der Weijer of TransAid, thank you very much.
Very much, thank you very much.
For more information on their work, head to transaid.org.
This is 5 minutes.